The New Media Commission, English Word Doctor, Series 1, Number 3, 12224, Identification. A huge asteroid passes Earth. Headline, Newsweek Magazine. This podcast series is sponsored by Mouse Calls of Bellevue 37221. In this podcast, we continue to feature the music of Tuba Christmas 2022 from Nashville, Tennessee.
Mouse Calls of Bellevue 37221 has been my provider of computer service and repair since the days of my Mac 2 Plus, before the world ever heard of Google. VIP Silver is intended for seasoned citizens 55 and older, and it's available at the introductory rate of $23.95. VIP Silver is total protection and backup for your digital devices. Moving your backup to off-site storage, if you operate a business, consider buying VIP protection for your business records and devices. After the flood of 2010, 90% of those businesses which lost data failed to reopen. Think Opryland. Listeners may call Mouse Calls at 615-662-0235. Use the coupon code WOODY for a $19.95 rate for the first 3 months. VIP Silver subscription includes Mouse Calls weekly tech tips and alerts delivered directly to your inbox. Call 615-662-0235. Do it right now.
Asteroid passes Earth. Headline, Newsweek Magazine. Another headline that doesn't deliver. Newsweek writers don't know beans about asteroids. Creating sensational headlines used to be the province of your neighborhood checkout lane. Think supermarket tabloid. According to AccuWeather, it's about the size of a baseball field, or between 400 and 700 feet in size. As asteroids go, it's definitely on the small side. Also, its speed is slow, estimated to be 3.2 miles per second. FYI, it takes a speed of about 7 miles per second to leave Mother Earth. P.S., in terms of a near miss, that rock will pass outside the orbit of the moon, nearly twice as far, just under 400,000 miles. According to the World Almanac, the moon's mean distance from Earth is 238,000 miles. Your headline needs to deliver on its promise, especially if you're interested in alien abductions. It's all good, however, because that's the purpose of a headline. Their purpose is to draw readers in. Problema, a little Spanish lingo here. From an editorial standpoint, here's my best advice. The podcast doctor says, if your headline doesn't deliver, all it can cost you are readers, listeners, and they matter. They're the reason we publish anything. Earn a Starbucks gift card. We'd like to hear from you. I'd like to reward your content suggestion or app nomination, or have you ask a digital question or otherwise provide content or commentary. Call 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail, leave your message and contact information. That's 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail, and you too can have your 15 seconds of fame. If I use your nomination, watch U.S. Snail for a Starbucks passport. P.S. Starbucks gets it. Their cards are no longer plastic.
This is Mary Hance. I write the Mischief column in the Tennessean. You can find me at Tennessean.com.
The following is a podcast editorial. It's confirmed Liz Cheney is the queen of mugwumps. Harry Truman once named a congressional session as, and here I quote, the do-nothings, 80th Congress, end of quote. Today, Liz Cheney confirmed this session is the know-nothing Congress, 117th. She certainly is the personification of a dimwit. She's pathetic. A president can't be convicted of any acts committed while serving in office. That's impeachment. He delivered his remarks to the crowd on the opposite facade of the national capitol. He was facing the Washington Monument. The mob assaulted the building from the other side. FYI, Donald Trump was president until January 20th, 2021. And that's a fact, Jack. Culpable means fault, deserving blame. Webster's New Collegiate, page 344, Second College Edition, 1984. This has been English Word Doctor Series 1, Number 3, 12224, Identification.
Joyful, joyful, joyful.